A lot of people ask me for concise direction so they can re-walk the walk that I'm walking. And this walk today, you can do just that. If you go to the Cranbourne Chase Air of Outstanding Natural Beauty website, look for walks. You're going to come across a walk from Broadchalk to Fifield Bavant and then back into Broadchalk. And all the directions are written there for you, so print it out and you'll know exactly where we are. Now I'm walking today with Sarah and we're checking the route. The reason I'm walking with Sarah is that she, well, let me allow her to say while we're walking the route today.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and Tom has very kindly accompanied me on a kind of reconnaissance walk, really, for a walk that I'll be doing on Wednesday. Part of an artistic residency that I'm doing with the Chase and Chalk Landscape Partnership Scheme. And I'm doing a nomadic, sporadic walk through Cranbourne Chase. I'm an artist and I'm collecting earth pigments. And that's all kinds of earth, so kind of muddy earth from the sides of the rivers and chalk stones from the exposed fields, or bits of the earth that has been dug out of a rabbit burrow by a rabbit. And we're going to take those back and make them into paints. So we're going to kind of map the Chase and Chalk Landscape Partnership area through the colours of the land.
So you're not actually going to be going out into the field with easels and paints and things and painting. You're actually going to collect the raw materials for the paints, produce the paints, and then go back somewhere and produce things. Fascinating. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Okay, so doing the walks to collect the pigments, the wild pigments in the form of earths and rocks, is one dimension of the project, and I'm really keen for people to come out walking with me. And you can come, anyone can come really and walk with me, as long as you get signed up as a volunteer with the Chase and Chalk Landscape Partnership. And we're sort of learning about the land as we go, and we're feeling it, feeling the terrain a little bit and having a look at what's there. And we're also collecting a few things off the ground, so feathers, rocks, bits of flint, anything else, so the stuff of the land, with a view to then obviously making the paints and using them to make paintings of the things that we find on the walks, using the stuff that is under our feet as we go along. So we're going to be working with groups in the community. We're going to be working with village groups, hopefully farmer groups as well, other groups of people that might want to get involved, need to again contact Chase and Chalk Landscape Partnership Scheme. Because we're really keen to connect people, either people that live here on Cranbourne Chase, or people who live in the communities around the outside of it, so Shaftesbury, Salisbury, get them involved with coming out here, maybe come and join me on a walk, come and make some paints, have a little think about the geology, think about who's been on this land, what they've been here for and what they've done with it, who's dug into this land. There's amazing Neolithic remains, incredible history to this place, obviously as a hunting chase. One of the sort of things that's inspired me with the idea of doing the nomadic walks is that, you know, over centuries, well, millennia in fact, the people that have been here have often been nomadic. They've been journeymen, they've been hunters, they've been moving across the chase, not necessarily forming settlements or living here permanently, but coming to hunt and to gather. And that's exactly what we're doing really with the pigments. We're hunting and we're gathering as we go along. And we're sort of telling the story about really who's been here now and who's been here before. And maybe speculating a bit on where it's all going next really as well. So your best port of call is Cranbourne Chase AOMB.
Well, we've left Broadchalk behind and we're now probably halfway through the walk. We're just coming up into the, I guess you'd call it a hamlet, of Fifield Bavant. But before we enter the hamlet, you have to cross this fantastic little bridge. If you've ever been on Exmoor and been to Tar Steps, you will see big slabs of rock that go across, I guess, the River Ex. Well, this is a mini version of this. Two big slabs of local stone that are crossing the River Ebble. I do hope you can hear this and it's not too loud. We've now found our way back to to the very edge of Broadchalk, and we're having lunch staring out across the watercress beds. We're out of the wind and it's glorious. Just below my feet is the clearest water you can imagine. The Ebel, which was in fairness a little bit cloudy, feeds into one end of the watercress beds and out the other side, and in doing so the sediment gets dropped. There's two lovely old stone bridges through which the water is passing under the road, out the other side and off towards Salisbury. In the meanwhile, Sarah has gone out across the watercress beds and is talking to one of the two guys that are cutting the watercress in the hope of getting a little piece that she's, I'm hoping, going to try to turn into a paint. But we'll see when she comes back. So here's Sarah with the watercress. What are you going to do to it?
I'm going to press this actual sample of watercress. I'm going to press it and put it in my sketchbook. But the idea being that we're going to use the paints that are made from the earth pigments to make paintings of some of the things that grow from that earth. So whether that is the flora or the fauna as well. So the animals obviously depend on it as well. So all of the species and ecosystem that comes from the earth really is going to be documented through paintings made with the earth from the place.
So as always at the end of these walks, I ask whoever I'm walking with for some highlights. Anything obvious?
Yeah, when we were up on the top, you showed me where there were some rats that were nesting that were quite near to the old maize fields.
Yeah.
For the pheasants. Yeah. And I've taken some photos of the little rat prints as well. But I just think that whole kind of ecology and, you know, chain of what's the food chain is really interesting. And the planned stuff and the unplanned stuff, because it's a really, really managed landscape. And I quite like the fact that nature brings its unplanned dimensions as well as what the people want to achieve.